Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Say the Thing by Boundary Coach Kami Orange is a practical self-help guide focused on communicating boundaries with clarity, kindness, and directness. Rather than treating boundaries as abstract concepts, the book is built for real conversations, the moments when you freeze, fawn, over-explain, or stay silent to keep the peace. Orange offers easy-to-remember phrase frameworks, and many sample scripts readers can adapt to their own voice, helping them respond in everyday interactions and in higher-stakes situations. The guidance is designed to support speaking up for oneself and, when appropriate, in defense of others. Across a range of sensitive topics including relationships, identity, and socially charged comments, the emphasis stays on compassionate communication that is still unmistakably clear. The overall purpose is to make boundary setting feel more doable by lowering the cognitive load in the moment and giving readers ready language they can practice, personalize, and use without escalating conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scripts as training wheels for hard conversations. A central contribution of Say the Thing is its script-first approach. Orange treats prepared phrases as a practical support for people who know what they feel but cannot access the words quickly when tension rises. The book frames scripts as starting points rather than rigid lines to memorize. That distinction matters because it encourages readers to practice language that fits their personality and context while still preserving the core boundary message. Because the value is not just the words themselves, but the reduction of decision fatigue in the moment. When someone makes an uncomfortable remark, pushes for access, or expects emotional labor, having a short set of go-to phrases can prevent spiraling into over-explaining or apologizing. The scripts also model a tone that is both kind and firm, which helps readers avoid the false choice between being nice and being clear. By making language reusable, the book supports repetition and confidence building, so boundary setting becomes a skill readers can grow rather than a personality trait they either have or lack. Secondly, memorable boundary phrase frameworks that adapt across situations. Instead of offering only one-off lines, the book presents simple boundary phrase frameworks designed to be remembered and reused across many scenarios. The framework idea helps readers generate their own responses rather than hunting for the perfect sentence every time. This approach also supports flexibility. The same structure can work for a friend who overshares, a relative who comments on appearance, or a coworker who tests limits. A framework typically gives a predictable shape to a response, such as naming what is happening, stating a preference or limit, and indicating what you will do next if it continues. Even when a reader tweaks the wording, the underlying structure keeps the message direct. The result is communication that can stay brief, which is often essential for maintaining kindness and reducing escalation. By emphasizing adaptability, Orange positions boundary setting as a repeatable process, not a one-time performance. Readers are encouraged to personalize language while keeping the boundary intact, making the tool useful across different relationships, power dynamics, and emotional states. Thirdly, kindness without collapse, balancing warmth and firmness. Say the Thing emphasizes that compassion does not require self-abandonment. Many people equate kindness with softness, long explanations, or tolerating discomfort to protect someone else from feelings. Orange instead models a tone that is respectful and often gentle, but not ambiguous. This balance can be especially helpful for readers who fear that speaking up automatically makes them harsh, dramatic, or confrontational. The book reinforces that direct language can be kind precisely because it reduces confusion and prevents resentment from building. It also shows how to exit conversations or redirect them without shaming the other person, while still refusing to participate in harmful dynamics. A key theme is that you can validate someone's humanity without granting them access to you, your time, your body, or your attention. The scripts demonstrate concise responses that avoid debate traps, which is important when the goal is not to win an argument but to protect a limit. In this way, the book treats kindness as a communication style, not as permission for others to keep crossing lines. Fourthly, navigating sensitive topics and socially charged comments, the book scripts extend beyond generic boundary setting into areas where many people struggle to respond in real time, such as comments related to identity, bodies, relationships, and other sensitive subjects. By including examples that address tricky interpersonal moments, Orange helps readers prepare for situations that can feel both personal and political. The focus is on language that interrupts harm without automatically turning the exchange into a public trial or an endless argument. This can include ways to decline participation in gossip, to respond to inappropriate questions, or to signal disagreement when someone assumes you share their views. The point is not to provide a single correct response for every scenario, but to offer options that range in intensity depending on safety, energy, and relationship context. The scripts also normalize that sometimes the most effective boundary is a short statement and a disengagement, especially when the other person is not receptive. By offering concrete language for these moments, the book supports readers who want to speak up with integrity while still protecting their nervous system and capacity. Lastly, boundaries is actions what you will do, not just what you want. A practical boundary becomes stronger when it includes an element of personal agency. Say the Thing emphasizes that boundaries are not only requests for others to behave differently, but also actions the boundary setter takes to protect their limits. This distinction helps readers move from hoping someone will change to deciding what they will do if the behavior continues. In conversation terms, that can mean ending a call, changing the subject, leaving a room, or limiting future access. The scripts support this by modeling language that is clear about the limit and, when appropriate, about the next step. This framing also reduces the tendency to get stuck in arguments about whether a boundary is reasonable, because the emphasis is on what you control. It can be especially empowering for people who have learned to prioritize harmony over self-protection, since it shifts the goal from making others comfortable to staying aligned with your own needs and values. By treating boundaries as lived practices, the book helps readers build consistency, which is often what changes relational patterns over time. In conclusion, Say the Thing is best suited for readers who want practical language they can use immediately, especially those who find boundary setting emotionally loaded or cognitively difficult in the moment. People who tend to freeze, fawn, or over-explain, and those who want to communicate more clearly without losing their warmth, will likely benefit most. The book's main payoff is usable phrasing short, adaptable scripts that can reduce anxiety and increase follow-through in everyday conversations. It is also valuable for anyone who wants to speak up in defense of others or respond to uncomfortable comments without turning every moment into a confrontation. Compared to many boundary books that focus heavily on theory, Say the Thing stands out for its emphasis on what to actually say, and for presenting frameworks that make the language generative rather than one-size-fits-all. Its tone is designed to be approachable and humane, which can make practice feel less intimidating. Readers can treat it as a reference to return to. Using the frameworks and examples to rehearse responses, choose a level of firmness, and build a boundary style that is both direct and kind. If you would like to support Kami Orange, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.